Today our walk through the book of the Psalms brings us to the Psalm 122. The Psalm 122 is the third of the Songs of Degrees. Now please listen to these beautiful words as I read them to you. A Song of Degrees of David. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of our God. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This particular Song of Degrees magnifies Jerusalem. Jerusalem was a very important city. In the Old Testament, this was the central place in the country. It was the capital. It was the place where laws were framed. It was the seat of the king, and it was the center of worship. And it was Jerusalem's location as a center of worship that made it most important in the eyes of the Jews. In fact, Jewish people across the world today, they still have a special affinity for Jerusalem. In many respects, it is their spiritual home. As we look at the Psalm 122, however, there are three Jerusalems in view. Three Jerusalems that are interlinked and interconnected. The first Jerusalem is the earthly Jerusalem. This particular Song of Degrees was written by David. Remember, these songs were sung by the pilgrims. The pilgrims, as they made their way to Jerusalem to worship God. Three times a year, people from all over the land came to worship God. At the time of the Passover, at the time of Pentecost, the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, they came to worship God. And as they came, they would have frequently chanted out these psalms. And here they were. They were coming within sight of the holy city. And they said, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. They were anticipating reaching Jerusalem as their feet trod the mountainside that led them towards the holy city. There was a certain anticipation within their hearts. They were glad that they were coming to the house of God. And David wrote this psalm. Why is it significant that David wrote the psalm? It was David that made Jerusalem the city that it was. David captured Jerusalem. David established it as a mountain fortress. David made it the center of his kingdom. Jerusalem as a capital city was founded by David. David didn't just make it a political center and a military fortress, but David made Jerusalem an ecclesiastical center. It was a place of worship. It was he who first of all brought the Ark of the Covenant and the Tabernacle to Jerusalem and established it upon Mount Zion. And at a later time, Solomon his son would build his magnificent temple in this very place. Therefore, when David thought of Jerusalem, he thought of its importance to the people. Particularly, he thought of its spiritual importance. And he dreaded the day when Jerusalem would be captured by the enemy. Because if Jerusalem was captured by the enemy, the people would lose their spiritual sense of purpose. They would lose the city that was associated with the worship of God. Therefore, he taught the people to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. He taught them to love Jerusalem, because it was the place where they came to worship God. So we see the earthly Jerusalem in view, but we also see the spiritual Jerusalem today. And what is the spiritual Jerusalem today? It is the Church of Jesus Christ. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, we read about the heavenly Jerusalem. And who are the people that are in the heavenly Jerusalem? It is the people whose names are written in heaven. Therefore, every person whose name is written in heaven belongs to the heavenly Jerusalem. That person is a citizen of the spiritual Jerusalem today. You see, whenever we think of the spiritual Jerusalem today, we think of the Church of Jesus Christ. And in the Old Testament, the physical city, the importance of it, is a symbol of a spiritual city that exists today. It is the church. And what is the church? First, let me tell you what the church is not. The church is not an organized religion. The church is not a particular denomination or a particular sect. The church is all of God's people from across the world who are in Christ, and they have certain similarity of views and of doctrine. They believe in the authority of God's word. They believe the doctrine of the Trinity. They believe that Jesus Christ came into the world to die for sinners, that he died a substitutionary death. They believe that it is important to repent of our sin and put our faith in Christ alone for salvation. There are certain core truths that bind God's people together, yet they may not worship in the one location or even in the one denomination. You see, true Christianity embraces freedom of conscience, while at the same time it embraces true Christian unity. It abhors false doctrine. It abhors apostasy, which is a turning away from the truth, a denial of the great truths of Scripture. And we have that around us under the badge of Christianity as well. But true Christianity believes in binding believers of various persuasions together when they agree on the fundamental, the basic truths of the Bible. You see, the Church of Christ is a great collaboration of people from various lands, continents, language groups, colours and denominations, even within a country such as ours. And so we see what the church is. The church is the body of Christ, all those that are saved and born again. And it is so important that we belong to the spiritual city, that we belong to the church of Christ. And how can we know that our names are written in heaven? Well, you must trust Christ as your Saviour. You must embrace him as your Lord. You must call upon him in order that you might know that your name is written in heaven. Yes, there is a rule book. It is called the Lamb's Book of Life. And only those names that are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life are part of the church. Your name may be on the membership roll of a denomination, yet your name may not be recorded in heaven. And it is so important that you know that your name is written down on that book of life, the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name written there? Are you part of Christ's great kingdom on earth? We not only see the earthly Jerusalem, which was the city of the past, we not only see the spiritual Jerusalem, which is the church of today, but we also see the Jerusalem of tomorrow, the new Jerusalem. In the Apocalypse, John saw a vision. The vision was of a city, and that city was called the New Jerusalem, and it came down from God out of heaven. It was a city with golden streets. It was a city with the tree of life at the heart. It was a city that had the river of life that flowed out from the throne of God, because the throne of God was in this city. It was a city where the sun never set. It was a city that was bathed in the light of Christ continually. It was a city where there was no curse, and where nobody ever died, and where no graves were dug, and where no undertakers were required, where there were no hospitals and no doctors and no medicines, because all of the things associated with the heartbreak of this world are gone forever. That was a city that John saw. And it is a great picture of what it's going to be like for the people of God in heaven forever, the new Jerusalem. Are you going to that place? You see, those whose names are in the Lamb's Book of Life not only know that they are part of Christ's church today, but they know that they're going to be part of Christ's church forever. They're going to heaven. You see, whenever I think of heaven, I think of perfect peace. You turn on your television set, you switch on the radio, you open a newspaper, you see a world bathed in bloodshed. You see a world reeling from one disaster after another. You see a world filled with hatred and inhumanity, but in heaven there's going to be peace forever. Do you know that you're going to that place? You see, as David thought of the earthly Jerusalem, he prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. He longed for that. Yet even in his day there was not perfect peace. And we don't have perfect peace today. We don't have it anywhere, but we're going to have it forever. Do you know that you're going to heaven? Do you know that you're part of Christ's church? That you're bound for that place that is described as a city of golden streets? Do you know that you're going to live forever in perfect peace? Have you trusted Christ as your Saviour? This is the question we'll address. At the heart of the old Jerusalem was the temple. At the heart of the worship of the church today is Christ, the Lamb of God who was slain for us. At the heart of the new Jerusalem forever will be the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. If you want to know that you're part of the church and that you're going to heaven, you must trust Christ alone as your Saviour and Redeemer. Are you trusting him? Have you asked him into your heart? I thank you so much for listening.